Thank you, Mr. Chair. Regarding paragraph 31, we think that the chapeau should only refer to the use of weapons and delete the references to other actions. The other suggested commitments emerge from the world of arms control and stray from the CCW's objective and predominant nature as a convention focusing on the use of weapons. Second, the inclusion of this list diverges from previously agreed language that focused only on use. We refer in this regard to paragraph 17H of the 2019 GGE report. We therefore think that the chapeau of paragraph 31 and subparagraph 31A should be replaced with a paragraph that fully reverts back to this agreed language. Regarding paragraph 31B, we join various other delegations in their request to delete this paragraph. It is our position that paragraph 31B should be deleted for a number of reasons, including, first and foremost, this paragraph essentially introduces a definition for laws, even if it doesn't call it that. However, as we all know, this is still a deeply contagious issue. Furthermore, within that definition, the reference to force in general, without qualifying it as lethal force, diverges from the GGE's mandate, which is focused on lethal autonomous weapon systems. In addition, the term critical function is not an IHL term. And furthermore, the formulation responsible chain of command and control is not part of existing IHL and may be difficult to precisely understand or implement in the context of this paragraph. These are some of the reasons why we think that paragraph 31B should be deleted. Regarding paragraph 32, we agree with the statements made by previous delegations, notably Japan and the United States. This paragraph should focus on responsibility rather than on human control. Likewise, we would drop the subparagraphs. The measures mentioned in the subparagraphs could be moved to paragraph 36 or the part concerning risk mitigation measures. In that case, we would have further specific comments on the articulation of these subparagraphs in the future debate. Thank you, Mr. Chair.